Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Florida, one of my least favorite governors, DeSantis. Bad news. The only reason he's governor is because the Democrats down there made a mistake. They put up a guy, a Democrat, who's under investigation by the FBI. It was stupid, very stupid. They got all swept up in things. Why don't you nominate somebody who's not under investigation by the FBI? That might be a good start. That might be a very good start. But DeSantis snuck in, and he's done a lot of damage. And now he's maneuvering, sniffing to be the Republican nominee in 2024. Well, he just came out with his latest atrocity, and he's done many of them. Remember, he's the one who had arrested and charged with a felony a woman, a whistleblower in their health department, who realized he was lying about statistics about the death of COVID patients. She sent out an email giving the correct statistics within the health department, and not to the press, not to anybody else. And he claimed she wasn't authorized to use that group email address, even though they left it on her computer when she left. It was right after she left, and it was simply providing information. They sent the police to her house, held guns on their little daughter being held by her husband and on her, took her computer, and when they realized that she had used that address, they charged her with a felony. She'll be acquitted. She has to hire a lawyer, pay some money. This is thug work. This is Putin work. This is like Putin with Navalny, except DeSantis did not poison this woman. So it's not a correct comparison in that respect. But it's very similar to authoritarian crackdowns on people who expose you, who are whistleblowers. We cannot have this guy in our government. He's bad news. Bad news. Well, he's trying to appeal to the nut job QAnon anti-masker group in the Republican Party so that if he goes into primaries, he'll have himself a solid 25-30%. That's what he's trying to do. And here's what he comes out with. He will outlaw in Florida any attempt to provide vaccine passports. What's a vaccine passport? Increasingly, there's talk nationally and internationally of issuing a certificate, which you can put in your passport or put in your wallet, that gives your name, sort of like on your driver's license, said, I've been vaccinated. Some cruise ships are saying that we will only have crew and passengers who have vaccine passports. They don't exist right now, so they strongly encourage vaccines, but they don't know who's been vaccinated. In the tourism industry, it would help them a lot if you were going to take a cruise in the Mediterranean or the Caribbean, and you knew that everybody on the ship, including the crew, had been vaccinated, you feel a lot better about it than otherwise. Some countries will not let you in unless you've been vaccinated. It'll help travel. It'll help a lot of things. And you'd think that even a right-wing conservative would say, that's fine. If I choose to be vaccinated and choose to have that put in a vaccine passport, so to speak, I'll do it. If I choose not to be vaccinated because I'm an anti-vaxxer and anti-masker, I want to live off the land and bury some food and ammunition in a hut in Montana, you know, you can do that too. But businesses have rights too in this respect. And countries do. They don't have to let you in if you weren't vaccinated. And that's where it's going. DeSantis will outlaw anything having to do with vaccine passports in Florida. So there'll be no way to prove, even if you wanted to, that you were vaccinated if you're a Florida resident. You know, this kind of stuff, it's hard to understand the opposition on some people in the Republican Party to even rudimentary health measures like vaccination, or how about masks and distancing? Poll, I think it was 48% of Trump supporters will not be vaccinated. there's a large percentage of people who won't wear masks. When you mandate a mask, they will slip it down under their nose, sometimes on their chin, and grin, and then half-heartedly push it up if a store manager comes up. You can't legislate good faith. That's the problem. You cannot mandate good faith. People in bad faith, which are a lot of these people, anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers, will somehow subvert it. And here you have DeSantis in Florida, the governor, and supposedly the number two guy in the polls after Trump as the Republican Party choice for their presidential nominee in 2024, which says to me that at worst, he could end up on the ticket as vice president. We do not want him in any position of leadership in this country. Other people we don't want in leadership positions are in Arizona. There's a GOP chairwoman, Republican chairwoman named Kelly Ward, who's truly bad news. She's the one who would not, she objected to the certification of Biden winning Arizona, even though he did win Arizona after a recount. She ran for re-election. She was narrowly re-elected chairwoman of the Republican Party. There are enough people who are normal Republicans down there, sort of Romney-Cheney Republicans who voted against her. She narrowly won. Then the Republican Party down there issued a call for a new vote in which they want to overturn her. This is a little hair of the dog. She then just announced that that petition had fraudulent signatures. Fraudulent signatures, just as she said, a lot of voter registrations had fraudulent signatures and it was false. Arizona's Republican Party has a weird rule. There are 1,400 members of its committee. All it takes is 20% of them to call for a new election for party office, and 350 of them want her out and did, which is more than 20%. And she's trying to avoid that because she might lose and they might put somebody normal in there, somebody who isn't sick in a political sense, who won't try to overturn our democracy and the peaceful transition of power. So that's what you have in Arizona. Kelly Ward, truly bad news. She's the one, they attacked their own governor, their secretary of state, because they said, look, maybe we voted for Trump, don't like the result. It was a recount. Biden won. He didn't win by a huge amount. Huge amount. I think it was 14,000 votes, not too many votes. But he won. He won, I mean, frankly, largely because a lot of people thought that Trump was crazy and was betraying the country, but so therefore they certified him, and she led the attack. The Republican Party in Arizona is badly split. They do have some people that like to see the Republican Party restored to honesty and stature as a conservative party that is strongly patriotic to the United States, strongly will stand up to Russia, strongly they'll fight COVID. They're not anti-maskers. They're not anti-vaxxers, traditional Republicans. And they've called for a new election. And she's desperately trying to get rid of that call by falsely saying there were fraudulent signatures. Remember, they said there were fraudulent signatures in Georgia, fraudulent signatures in voter registration in other states. The fraudulent signature bit is a staple of the Republican Party, but here they're using it against themselves. Here it is hair of the dog using it against themselves. Very sad. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.